Hello, listeners. You're very welcome to this, the iWin podcast. Don't forget to check us out on the web at www.iwin.ie. Also, you can email us at info@iwin.ie. Today, I'm talking to Christoph Kolodzinski, a business trainer, about marketing, branding, and business communication strategies. So, Christoph, thank you very much for joining me.
William, thank you very much for inviting me today.
Just maybe you might give the listeners a small bit of background about yourself before we dive in.
My background actually is law. However, I'm fascinated about communication, and marketing and branding plays a key role in any business. That's why my last few years were very much focused on research and development in that area. And I'm so happy to have opportunity to share about this.
Okay, well, as we said at the outset, we're going to talk a bit about branding and marketing. So just in relation to that, what could you say is brand reputation?
There's so many definitions about brand itself. So I would say in simple terms, brand is a perception in customer minds. Brand is also a promise of the business to our customers. And we need to build up the brand that lives up to this promise. And then we're going to talk about this. We need to create a strategy that strengthens and reinforces this promise. So it's not about us. It is about the people, the customers that we made the promise to.
Okay, well, what would be then the benefits of having a strong brand reputation?
First of the things, if you have a strong brand, let's look at Apple, can put a huge margin on their products. So definitely higher prices. Also, another element is that we gain slowly a higher share of the market. We are able to attract the top talent that lets Google attract top young people to their company. And also we are able to launch new products and services much easier.
Okay, it does make sense. But just how could we build and manage a strong brand reputation?
So I approach this from the point of view like a five-step process of building a brand. Most of us already have a brand, probably wants to strengthen the brand itself. But let me describe this quickly in a nutshell. First, we need something what's called a brand DNA, a core values that stands behind the brand, the why. Second, we want to make sure we position the brand. We identify the customers and the benefits they seek from our company and from the services that stands behind our brand. Next, we need to be able to express our brand, express the position in the market. I tell a small funny story about one of the top brands. You probably know the pens, they're big pens. We all have that. And how much when we express our brand, we express through, let's say, a name. And originally, the company, it's a German company, was founded by Marcel Bich. However, Bich sounded with the H at the end too rude or insulting in English. And by approaching this market, they defined that better for their brand strategy is to drop that H and be more attractive to the market and how name itself can impact how customers perceive us. So this is the stage when we express our brand through the personality traits, how people see the brand. They start to see as a person behind the name. So now when we see pens called Bic, we're much more associate a good specific quality of that product. Then we communicate the brand. And that is the vital part of the process that I'm very focused on, because we're not only communicate the brand externally, but also internally. So we know that we need to connect with customers, show ourselves from the best side of the business. However, what is very, very important, we need to have that internal communication So the people we work with believe in this promise, and they help us to deliver this promise to our customers. So what happened is, and that's very often I came across even in sales, when people don't believe in the product, the way they communicate with customers, the way they create in relation to branding, a communication channels or artwork impacts in a very significant percentage. So happens that we are much more effective when we believe and we stand behind the values of the company. So companies who are really putting attention on internal communication, making sure that they put people that believe in their brand, they're much more successful than other brands. And the last thing is we need to measure it. And it's not easy to measure how brand is doing, how brand is positioned at the moment. Sometimes if we're on the level that our brand reached certain significant market share, we can, of course, hire a specialist who can evaluate our brand value. But from the perspective of measurement, we want to see how the brand is keeping the promise to the customers. And we can check that by checking the quality of our services and products and versus what we've promised to them. So this is more or less the process of how we build the brand and measure to make sure we're on track with our promise. So this is the process that I believe we build the brand, and also in the same time, we can measure if we deliver the promise to our customers.
Okay, well, just something interesting that you said there was in relation to what we call buy-in. Branding is a team effort where everybody gets on board in the company and everybody feels that they are part of the business. Would that make sense?
Absolutely. And even if we start talking about brand strategy, now we're going away from this approach that there is one team that designs strategy and there's another team that execute that strategy. The approach is now that they work together and very often start execute that strategy in the same time while it's being created.
So Christoph, you mentioned brand strategy. So just how can we go about developing and building a brand strategy?
Brand strategy, I believe, is a crucial element of the whole process. Now, before we go into specific elements, let's define brand strategy. You can definitely find a lot of definition of brand strategy, but the one that really speaks to me is that the brand strategy is a long-term plan to outmaneuver competitors through a radical differentiation. So what I mean by this is that we need to find those specific different traits about our business, and we need to be very strategic in order to emphasize them and communicate them internally and externally. So naturally, we have a tendency of, okay, I want to reach higher audience. But the key thing is when you try to focus on two big part of the market, you have bigger competitors, and also you're not showing what's unique about you. I suggest as more focused and narrow we are about uniqueness of our business, as more devoted and focused customers we can find. And that is a great start to focus on, because those customers, when they become your brand advocates, they will make sure that others are aware how great products you create. Because with time, we want to make sure we get more people who buy more furniture, more stuff from us for a longer period of time. And that will get us to charge more. Our prices naturally will be higher as our long-term strategy works and grows within that specific niche. So we can build our strategy around different elements, from brand purpose, vision, mission, and even brand values. And a great example will be IKEA, build their branding strategy around their values. So if we look at their values, like togetherness, caring for people and planet, cost consciousness, simplicity, when we think about IKEA, that definitely comes to our mind. Renew and improve, different with the meaning. And then we have give and take responsibility, lead by example. But first thing is, and the strongest comes to our mind, is the simplicity and how the big brand can use a word that is so universal and make it so compelling to the customers by putting in a specific context. And this way, IKEA was not only able to communicate effectively their brand externally, but also internally. So their employees are 100% on board with their values. And in the same way, with your small company or medium or large size furniture company, you're able to see, okay, what is a unique? Are my furniture are simple, or are they sophisticated, or are they bring some historical elements, or they're very innovative? So emphasizing this specific uniqueness about your product, and sometimes can be how you deliver it, about your customer service, how your employees are synchronized with the values or the message you convey to the customers, can have a crucial impact on your brand and, of course, at the end on your sales and how your brand is perceived.
How could we bring our employees on board to communicate to our customers our brand values?
That is an amazing question, William. And that actually moves us to another topic that is so much connected with different fields of business, and especially with branding, is the future skills. The soft skills of your team that you can help them to develop to communicate your brand way better. And now I don't want to go too deep into the subjects because this is a subject for another podcast. However, I want to mention the key vital elements that will help us to identify how we can help our team to communicate our brand value better and create a team that you as an owner would like to have within your business. So first thing is that many lists of the future skills, the World Economic Forum and other sources emphasize the key skills that we would like to have in our team in order to not only communicate the brand effectively, but also communicate between themselves better, be much more fulfilled from the work they do, and that impacts whole business and also that impacts the revenue numbers. So what are those future skills? Creativity, originality, leadership, active learning, learning strategies. I would add to this list self-direction, perseverance, collaboration, awareness. Here we also can emphasize that if we invest in learning strategies within our organization or just encourage our employees by allowing them to use simple tools or gives them incentive to use those simple tools like LinkedIn Learning or other platforms like Udemy that have a specific courses that are focused on those future skills. So imagine that we have a team of employees and part of this team are dealing with our customers. How do they communicate? Are they aware of our business values on the level that we would like them to be aware? So whenever I interact with small businesses or professionals who like to bring their business on higher level and focus on their brand strategy, part of this process is also making sure that their team is also included in that strategy that includes learning and acquiring those future skills that helps them to communicate between themselves within the business, but also to clients externally better. And how they represent brand has a crucial impact on the image of the business. And if we equip them in those amazing future skills like communication, creativity, critical thinking, and give them incentives to complete those courses and then apply them in the business, we can really flourish much faster as business owners, as business professionals, having that element of future skills included in our marketing department, branding department, making sure that creating this culture of learning around the future skills, we're able to make sure that our brand is not only perceived externally as a grand brand, but also internally. And we have a dedicated, efficient, and effective employees for years.
Okay, Christoph, it sounds kind of almost, not only do we want to be on the same page, but for businesses generally, it's about continuous development and always wanting to do better than you did the day before. Would that be a reasonable comment to make?
That would be perfect comment to make, because the best way to improve our business is to invest in a new learning. New learning allows us to deal with new challenges better and approach to a failure better way, because we have to say honestly that sometimes in order to risk or make some changes and decisions, failure is one of the elements of the process. And how we approach that failure, where we approach as a learning or where we approach as an obstacle, can determine how fast we grow as a business or a business professional. I would like to summarize our discussion to mention that let's not ask each department of our business or each branch of our business something separate.
Okay.
Business is like a living organism, and all departments need to work together in order to make sure that we move on together. And branding very often is connected very strongly with marketing, although it's a bit different. Marketing and branding is connected to sales. And then we have a financial side of the business. So we need to treat this as a one living organism that cooperates together and coordinates together. So this internal communication is incredibly important. Question, if I have a small business or I'm a business professional, how can I manage that? And the key is to treat yourself or your small business as a fully functional business. You need to have devoted time to sales, marketing. You need to make sure that they're collaborating together and they communicate with each other. If they communicate with each other well, definitely your business will send a great message to your customers about your brand.
Okay, and I know you have an interest in communication, and I agree with you that it's hugely important that everybody is on the same page and communicating well with each other.
We very often talk about communication, and I want to say, I don't want to stay here on just theory level. From practical level, what I encourage people to do and bring them the simplest strategies. You finish, let's say, one course that takes half an hour in your field this week, and then another teammate finish the same. And then we meet together and we exchange ideas. Oh, I tried this technique, works for me well. I tried this technique, this works for me well. And what happened is this team gets stronger every month. It doesn't have to be every week. It can be on a monthly basis. However, we're so focused on operational side of the business that we forget about the growth. We forget about the market is all the time changing, and we need to learn and adapt with it. I would add this practical element, devote certain amount of time, and make sure you incentivize your employees to have this little bit of time on expanding the knowledge and skill. Because in the same time, it's a win for you. Your business will work much more effectively. And also it's a win for them, because they will understand their job on a higher level, and they become an expert, and you actually cultivate and grow expert within your own company.
Okay, Christoph, thank you very much for your time. I really, really appreciate it.
William, thank you very much. I was really happy to be a guest today.